In a week where tech headlines have been dominated by advancements and breakthroughs, the collapse of Chevron doctrine may have gone under the radar for many. Yet, its implications for AI regulation could be enormous. This landmark legal doctrine, established by the Supreme Court in 1984, has been a long-standing pillar for administrative agencies to interpret statutes. The Chevron doctrine granted agencies a certain level of deference when interpreting vague or ambiguous statutes. Now, with its fall, the pathway for regulatory bodies to establish and enforce AI rules is muddier than ever. Given the rapid pace at which AI technology evolves, this couldn't have come at a worse time. Without the Chevron framework, agencies like the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, or Federal Communications Commission, FCC, will now have a harder time pushing forward with AI regulations. Instead of proactive measures, these bodies may find themselves bogged down by endless legal challenges. The pace of regulation will likely slow to a crawl. Why does this matter? Simply put, AI is integrating into nearly every aspect of our lives. From healthcare to finance and everything in between, AI-driven innovations require careful oversight. The absence of robust regulation could lead to unchecked developments that might harm consumers, infringe on privacy, or even perpetuate biases. Industry giants in the AI space have often been a step ahead of regulators. Their lobbying power should not be underestimated. In the absence of clear regulatory guidelines, these companies now have more leverage. This imbalance brings up a crucial question: who will hold these entities accountable? Some lawmakers have already voiced their concerns. Senator Jane Doe stated, "We cannot afford to let AI run wild without a safety net." Yet, translating these concerns into actionable laws without Chevron is far from straightforward. Critics argue that legislative inertia might be inevitable. The ripple effect of Chevron's demise is already being felt across various sectors. From autonomous vehicles to health diagnostics, the uncertainty looms large. Developers are now questioning how far they can push the boundaries of innovation without stepping into legal no man's land. This entire scenario puts a lot of responsibility on the judiciary to interpret AI-related cases meticulously. As the courts take on a larger role in defining the limits of AI application, the variability in judgments could lead to a fragmented regulatory landscape. Patients relying on AI diagnostics, consumers using AI-driven finance tools, or even everyday folks interacting with virtual assistants, everyone stands to be affected. The lack of a cohesive regulatory framework becomes a shared concern, not just a niche issue for tech geeks. As we move forward, the stakes couldn't be higher. It remains to be seen how the regulatory landscape will adapt to this new challenge. For now, the fall of Chevron doctrine casts a long shadow over the future of AI regulation.